Hallelujah. God bless you in Jesus' name. We bless God for another beautiful day. We thank God for his mercies endured forever. We give God the glory for what he has been doing using this high voltage prophetic program to do in the life of people. We bless the name of the Lord for his finger of power and operation. We thank God for the manifestation of his dynamics. We give God the glory. We give God the adoration. Thank you, Father, for always being there for us. Thank you, Father, for your mercy. Thank you, Father, for upholding us. Thank you, Father, for strengthening us. Thank you for another beautiful day, the 12th day of the month of August, year 2021. We give you glory, we give you honor, we give you adoration. Blessed be to your name. Blessed be to your name. Thank you, Father. Join me and sing this song. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You are worthy to be praised, Hananel, Jehovah. So we lift up holy hands. He wanna call, singing, blessed be thy name. Blessed be thy name. Blessed be thy name. Of the Lord, worthy, you are worthy, King of kings, Lord of lords, you are worthy, worthy, you are worthy. King of kings, Lord of lords, I worship you. Who is like unto thee? O Lord, who is like unto thee? O Lord, among the gods, who is like thee? Glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, do in wonders, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. If you are joining us for the first time, this is High Voltage Prophetic Midnight Prayers, and this program comes between the hour of 12 midnight to 1 a.m. I will bless God for his mercy. Bless God for all that the Lord has been doing. Get ready. God is going to touch you tonight. Get ready. God is going to break the yoke in your life tonight. Get ready. God is going to lift you up tonight. Get ready. God is going to touch you tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Join me and pray these seven prayers loud and clear. Say, blood of Jesus Christ, overshadow my life and my family. Pray the prayer louder. Blood of Jesus Christ, overshadow my life and my family. In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus Christ, overshadow my life and my family. In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus, overshadow my life and my family. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, the hand of household wickedness, the hand of household wickedness over the affairs of my life, withered in the name of Jesus. The hand of household wickedness over the affairs of my life, withered by fire in the name of Jesus. The hand of household wickedness over the affairs of my life, withered by fire in the name of Jesus. The hand of household wickedness over the affairs of my life, withered by fire in the name of Jesus. The hand of household wickedness over the affairs of my life, withered by fire, 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 withered by fire. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say, every enchantment working against my destiny, lose your hold in the name of Jesus. Every enchantment working against my destiny, lose your hold in the name of Jesus. Every enchantment working against my destiny, lose your hold in the name of Jesus. Every enchantment working against my destiny, lose your hold in Jesus' name. Pray, every satanic animal crying against me in the night, in the name of Jesus. Every satanic animal crying against me in the night, in the name of Jesus. Every satanic animal crying against me in the night, die by fire in the name of Jesus. Every satanic animal crying against me in the night, in Jesus' name we pray. Say every household wickedness working hard to destroy my life, in the name of Jesus. Every household wickedness working hard to destroy my life, die by fire in the name of Jesus. Every household wickedness working hard to destroy my life, in Jesus' name we pray. The Bible says a man's enemy are men of his own household. Say, agent of darkness in my household that is behind the battle of my life, in the name of Jesus. Agent of darkness in my household that is behind the battle of my life, in the name of Jesus. Agent of darkness in my household that is behind the battle of my life, die by fire in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Aha. I decree into the life of someone that from today, the hand of the Lord shall uphold your hand and lift you up to the next level in the name of Jesus Christ. Right from today, there shall be no failure at the edge of breaking your life again. And in the name of Jesus Christ, God shall be there for you. The garment of slavery in your life shall be roasted. Aha. The garment of bondage in your body shall be roasted. Any power stealing your spiritual body shall be destroyed. Every astral sex against your destiny shall scatter. Any power undergoing spiritual sex against your life shall die in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Beloved, just a few days ago, I was talking about people in need of deep deliverance. The Bible says, upon Mount Zion, there shall be deliverance. And there shall be holiness, and the people and the children of Jacob shall possess their possession. Obadiah chapter 1 verse 17. And in that scripture, we could see that possessing possession can take place when there is deliverance and holiness. Also, we could see that it is our right to possess our possession. Also, we could see that it's our right to live in abundance. But because of bondage, but because of battle of life, but because of strengthening that has happened to us, it has made it very difficult for us to enjoy what we need to enjoy. It has been very difficult for us to enjoy what we call abundant life. The Bible says the thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I come, Jesus come, in order to give life, not only life, life in abundance. You know, this life in abundance has become difficult for people to enjoy, especially the believer, the Christian. Why? Because of this strange bondage in the life of people. Different bondages in the life of people. Different yoke in the life of people. But thank God, because the deliverance has been provided. It is the food of all believers. It is our bread, O Lord. It is our inheritance to get deliverance. Therefore, we need to know the step of doing that. And we need to understand that's our portion. That deliverance is what we call children's bread. And that is why I've explained to you that many, many people who find themselves in some difficult situations, hard bondage, we need to go for deep deliverance. What is that deep deliverance? I have told you that deep deliverance is deliverance of the root. It's the deliverance that has to go down to the root. Go down to 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, 500 years, 1,000 years sometimes before you were born. You know, to go down to 600 years before you were born. That is deep deliverance. Deep deliverance is a deliverance of iniquity. Deliverance of iniquity. Iniquity that is repeating in your family line. Something you find yourself continue to do, you try to stop it, you cannot stop it, you need deep deliverance. It's the deliverance that starts from conception state to the present age. It's a deliverance that we can call a genetic deliverance. Deliverance of your DNA, deliverance of your gene, deliverance of your chromosome, deliverance of your blood. That is what we call deep deliverance. We need deep deliverance when we undergo or when we find ourselves in complex and undiagnosable kind of situation. Strange situation that cannot explain. There are some things happening to many people that could not explain. Then I said I will give you some major signs, and I've given you some. Let me see how I can go through that so that we can use tomorrow to pray very well. Number one, eating constantly in the dream. Understand the word constantly. Eating constantly in the dream. Sex constantly in the dream. They are all signs of a candidate in need of deep deliverance. Iniquity repeated in the life of someone. Those who are involved in blood covenant, they are all signs that person need deep deliverance. Backing a baby in the dream, breastfeeding a baby in the dream, pregnant in the dream regularly, it shows that you need deep deliverance. When you notice that you have a family in the dream, it shows that you need deep deliverance, and you need to quickly cry out so that this thing can really, you know, begin to work upon your life. When you notice that there are always strange scratches all over your body when you wake up, very strange, and it's becoming constant, it means that you need deep deliverance. You need to quickly look for this. You need to quickly pray about it. When there's death of husband, you know, while you are pregnant, you know, there are many people, immediately they are pregnant, in marriage, their husband lose control. And before we can, Jesus is Lord, the husband is dead. That is a situation that needs deep deliverance. If somebody has married and the fellow notice that the people he married to, I use the word people, 1, 2, 3, they all died mysteriously the same way, showing that that fellow need deep deliverance. Imagine somebody married to a lady, and at 4 months when the lady was pregnant, the lady died. Married again after 2, 3 years, the same 4 months, the other lady also pregnant died. And you know, this was so strange, and that happened again the third time. So when something is happening like that, the second, the third, the fourth time, it's showing that it's deeply rooted. That fellow needs deep deliverance, and he must quickly be able to go for. When you are having uncontrollable sexual thoughts, you need deep deliverance. When you are moving towards something, you are gravitating toward having sex with animal, having sex with the same sex, you know, male to male, female to female, it also means that you need deep deliverance, and you must quickly go for it before it is becoming too late. You know, there are people who immediately they propose to them, the fellow who proposed to them will not come back again because he would have been beaten thoroughly in the dream. That fellow needs deep deliverance, and you need to pray aggressively. When there's acidic poverty in your life, you need deep deliverance. When you are becoming a victim of rape, you need deep deliverance. Everybody that sees you seems to want to rape you. You need deep deliverance. When you could not see people to propose to you, you are beautiful, nobody could propose, and those who want to propose are those who want sex, or are those who are already married, and are those who say, I have to sleep with you, and you are even fed up. Even some ladies have gone to a length of giving sex to people. Some ladies have gone to a length of showing themselves, their nudity to people. You know, there are strange things going on now. Some people will say, oh, before I could marry you, I want you to show me your nakedness. This, when they are asking you this and it's being repeated, the person who is asking you need the deliverance. You yourself, that they have been asking you these kind of things, you have to pray very well. It also means that you need to pray very well, because if they are asking you, this one proposed to you, ask you, this one proposed to you, ask you, this that one proposed to you, they are asking you that you show your nakedness, it shows that something is strong, that you need to pray quickly, and you need to talk to the Lord to have mercy upon you. You find yourself shopping with a man or a woman in the dream. You are just going to a shopping mall and buying things. This man or this woman is not your husband, it's not your wife. It's not your wife, husband or your wife physically. It's so that you need deep deliverance. Or you have not even married, but you see somebody taking you to supermarket in the dream. It means that you have a strange spirit husband. Then you need deep deliverance. If you notice that when you place your document in a room, in a particular place in your room, by the time you come back in the evening, they've taken that document away from that place, they've rearranged it again. Or sometimes you notice that document has disappeared, you need deep deliverance. Or you write exam, you know you have written that exam very well, and you find that you failed that exam. Those who taught that exam, those who taught before that exam, those who sat down and you taught them, they passed. And this happened the first time, the second time, the third time, you need deep deliverance. You must cry out quickly for this, for deliverance. You are finding yourself in unpardonable sexual entanglement. You need deep deliverance. You need to pray aggressively. You need to cry unto the Lord. You need to pray that God arise and fight for me. You are being cheated. You need deep deliverance. You need to cry aggressively. Oh, beloved, it is time for you to pray some prayers, because you must know that these are strange things and it demands deliverance. When you notice that you have dual personalities, you need deep deliverance. Deep deliverance. You always been tied down in the dream. And by the time you wake up, you feel very, very tired. You need deep deliverance. Not wanting to get married at all. Everybody is talking marriage. You are not even interested. You need deep deliverance. Or you have married. You are not interested in the man talking to you. You need deep deliverance. These are cases that dry that demands deep deliverance. That I've seen people who married, and the lady who married the man said, I don't like sex, so don't touch me at all. That lady need deep deliverance. Why did you marry when you find out you don't want to have sex? You have to get out of the place, because that is serious deep deliverance. When you are noticed a strange, uncommon waist pain as a lady in marriage, you need deep deliverance. When you notice that there is this excruciating pain or very, 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 very tough, hard pain on you, when you are going through your menstrual period, in fact, at that moment, you cannot stand, you cannot talk, you cannot eat, you can even to go to work become very difficult, and this become a regular thing. You need deep deliverance. It is strange. You need deep deliverance. Don't say, hey, everybody is going through it. No, it's not like that. It's supposed not to tie you down. We know that menstrual period are always very painful, but when it become very strange thing, you wriggle on the floor. You use all the drugs you can use. They've given you Panadol. They've given you Buscopan. They've given you Flagyl. They've given you Lexotan. They've given you whatever they need to give you. Yet you are still in that very strange pain. They pray like somebody in labor room, and you are wriggling on the floor like snake. You are wriggling on the floor like if something is going on, and this pain makes you not to eat, make you not to, you can't go to toilet, you can't go and bath, you can't do anything. You become useless for 5 days, 7 days. Hey, no, it is the strange thing. It showed many, many things. It showed that you have been caged by water spirit. It showed that there's a strange spirit husband in charge. It showed that there's a strong man that is afflicting you. It shows a lot of things. It must be dealt with quickly. If you don't deal with it, it can affect your conception. If you don't deal with it, it can affect you yourself. If you don't deal with it, it can bring strange sickness into your body. You have to break that yoke. It's a yoke that must be broken. It's a yoke that must be destroyed. You have to cast out the serpent hiding in your waist. You have to demand for freedom. You have to cry aggressively. You need deep deliverance. When you notice your underwear is getting mixed, you cannot see your underwear where you put it, you need deep deliverance. You notice strange odor, very strange odor. Anytime you want to meet with your partner, you need deep deliverance. You are passing through a terrible academic experience, and it's resulting to failure. You need deep deliverance. Beloved, you need to pray. You are an adult, but you are bedwetting. You need deep deliverance. You will find out that you are a man. Anytime you want to meet with your wife, you lose, your erection is lost. You need deep deliverance. These are strange things, but they are very, 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 very true. It's affecting many, many people today. Or you notice you wake up in the morning and sperm is all over your body as a lady, and you have not married. You need deep deliverance. You need to really pray. You are having a fearful thought, even suicidal thought, every day. You need deep deliverance. These are strange things. You are afraid to be alone in a room. Every time, you cannot stay there. It's like somebody is coming. It's like something is coming. Ojuju is crying against you. You need deep deliverance. Beloved, these are strange things that many people may not know, that these things are very deep. And you need to pray very well. You notice you are driving an expensive car in the dream, and you are driving it to the water. You need deep deliverance. Some people are calling you queen in the dream. You need deep deliverance. And you find yourself being tied down at the shrine in the village. You need deep deliverance. No marital intimacy. You need deep deliverance. You are finding yourself drinking coke in a dream. You need deep deliverance. Oh, beloved, you need to pray very well. You need to pray aggressively. You are hearing strange voices every time, regularly calling your names in the dream. You need deep deliverance. You need to cry out. You need to pray, oh Lord, my Father, it is time for me. I need deep deliverance. I can't continue this one. I can't continue this one. I can't continue in this one. When you cry unto the Lord, God will deliver you. You notice that you are married. You are keeping a strange man outside. You are keeping strange women outside. And you don't even feel this in the scene. Attack to your destiny. It's become a bondage. It becomes something that you cannot even, you wanted to be free, but you cannot free from it. It becomes a strange thing. You are a woman and you have about 3-4 men outside. It's a strange bondage. You need deep deliverance. You yourself, you are aware that this is strange. Why am I going through this? The man in the house is taking care of you. The man in the house is really, you know, is helping you. The man in the house is taking you, is taking care of you as like angel. But you find that you cannot do without having these extramarital affairs. It is deep deliverance. Or you are shouting that, oh, I can't stay. Sex is something that I must be having every day. Monday to Sunday, Sunday to Sunday, Sunday, you need deep deliverance. You have to cry unto the Lord, makata poshata, and say, Lord, deliver me. And you notice that strange things are happening. You need deep deliverance. Or you see that every moment in the night, you begin to see a personality, dark personality, coming to you, your room, and it's leaking your genitals. You need deep deliverance. These are strange cases, and these are cases that need deep deliverance. And what you need to do, like I told you, you must give your life to the Lord. Two, you must become addicted to prayers. Your prayer life must be hot. Three, you must become addicted to the Word of God. Four, you must make personal investigation into your family line, a mapping into your family line. Five, you must make personal investigation into your own personal life. Sit down and look deeply into your life, right from the age you can remember. Look at how you have lived your life. Write down some things that you have done that you can recall that this can be a legal ground for the enemy to operate in my life. Confess them one by one. Take them to the Lord in prayers. Settle them. Those you need to settle with God, settle with God. Those you need to settle with men, settle with men. Lift up those things up from your life. When you confess a sin and you repent totally, the legal ground will be broken. Then prayers can work very well. And that is where we are going. When you do that one, then you aggressively begin to deal with it. Begin to deal with the situation in prayers. Deal with situation with aggression, and the power of God will liberate you in the name of Jesus Christ. Get dissatisfied with that situation. Get angry with it. Pray with anger, and the hand of the Lord will come upon your life and deliver you. Beloved, are you experiencing some strange movement all over your body? Are you experiencing some things strange to you yourself? That is telling you there is need for deep deliverance. But today, I'm trusting God is going to deliver you completely in the name of Jesus Christ. Get ready. Begin to confess your sin unto the Lord. Lord, have mercy upon me. Lord, I come unto you. Deliver me, O Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Get ready right now as we pray. I want to advise you to get a bottle of water ready. If you have a bottle of water, a bottle of oil, get ready. I'm going to use it. I'm going to pray on it. Heavenly Father, we thank you because of the bottle of oil and the bottle of water. These are faith material. We command the power of the Holy Ghost, the power in the blood of Jesus, the power of deliverance to go down into this oil, go down to this water. Let the blood of Jesus move into this oil and water and let them become an instrument of deliverance. In Jesus' name we pray. Now take the oil now and anoint your chest and lay your hand there as we pray this prayer aggressively. These are prayers to deliver you from strange bondages. You say this one loud and clear. Say, problems in my life with deep foundation. In the name of Jesus. Problem in my life with deep foundation. In the name of Jesus. Problems in my life with deep foundation, die in the name of Jesus. Problem in my life with deep foundation, die in the name of Jesus. Problems in my life with deep foundation, die in Jesus' name we pray. A lady married and married to the first one. The first one died right in the during the wedding ceremony. Married to another one, that one also died. Married to another one that also died during the engagement. Married to about four or five like that, and they all died mysteriously. They all died mysteriously. In fact, none among these five, none among them concluded the wedding ceremony. None among them. Either one died before the wedding. Other one died before the wedding day. Other one died on the wedding day. Other one died mysteriously during the engagement. Same thing. That is a strange case that needs deep deliverance. We are going to pray very well. Say, problems in my life with deep foundation. In the name of Jesus. Problems in my life with deep foundation. in the name of Jesus. Problems in my life with deep foundation, in Jesus' name. We pray, say, ancestral power of the water spirit in my life. In the name of Jesus, ancestral power of the water spirit in my life. In the name of Jesus, ancestral power of the water spirit in my life. In the name of Jesus, ancestral power of the water spirit in my life. In Jesus' name, pray. Anoint your belly button and pray that prayer again. Say, ancestral power of the water spirit in my life. In the name of Jesus, ancestral power of water spirit in my life. In the name of Jesus, ancestral power of water spirit in my life. In Jesus' name we pray. Still pray while you touch your belly button. At anything in my life that the enemy is attached to, in the name of Jesus, anything in my life that the enemy is attached to, there, in the name of Jesus, anything in my life that the enemy is attached to, there, in Jesus' name we pray. Say, hidden covenant with unknown powers, break, in the name of Jesus. Hidden covenant with unknown powers, break, in Jesus' name. Say, hidden covenant with water spirit, break, in the name of Jesus. Hidden covenant with water spirit, break, rito pakataka. Somebody pray that prayer. Break, in Jesus' name we pray. Anoint your head and lay your hand on your head as you pray this strange prayer. Say, the mystery of water spirit in my foundation, there, in the name of Jesus, the mystery of water spirit in my foundation, there, in the name of Jesus, the mystery of water spirit in my foundation, there, in the name of Jesus, the mystery of water spirit in my foundation, there, in Jesus' name, pray. Say, demons that enter into my life while I was a child, come out, there, in the name of Jesus. Demons that enter into my life while I was a child, come out, there, in the name of demons that enter into my life while I was a child, come out, in Jesus' name, pray. Somebody may need to pray this prayer. Give time to pray this prayer very well on your own. Now, lay your hand back to your chest. You are going to pray that prayer again. Say, demons that enter into my life while I was a child, there, in the name of Jesus. Demons that enter into my life while I was a child, there, in Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Take the water or the oil, drink a little. Yakasatakataka, and pray this prayer. Every property of marine power in my life, come out by fire, in the name of Jesus. Every property of marine power in my life, come out by fire. Every property of marine powers in my life, come out. In Jesus' name we pray. That prayer, take your time on it, and the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. I decree that today shall be your day of freedom. The power of God shall come upon you. The yoke of darkness shall be broken. You shall be free to live abundant life. You'll be free to live a life of victory. In the name of Jesus Christ, the power of the Lord will overshadow you, and the yoke of darkness shall be broken. I declare you today, you have not married. Get set to get married in the name of Jesus Christ. I declare today, you have not gotten children. Get set to carry your twins in the name of Jesus Christ. I declare today, you have not experienced breakthrough in life, and you have been struggling as a man. You have been struggling. Get ready to encounter breakthrough today in the name of Jesus Christ, because the yoke is broken. You are here today, you have not enjoyed your children. Get ready to enjoy your children, because the foundation of witchcraft in your root has been broken in the name of Jesus Christ. You are free now in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Blessed be to your name, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Now bring out your prayer request. You can anoint your hand and legs and prophesy upon them. Bring out your prayer request. Heavenly Father, I pray on this request. This request shall be answered by fire. The God of fire, the God of signs and wonder, the God of heaven, the Almighty God, the Yahweh, the King of Kings, the Everlasting Father, shall answer our prayers in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. In case you want to get across to us, you can pass information to our WhatsApp number. In case you have done that once, I've not ready, you can still send it back to me. And you can send information through text message. It is very easy for me when you send it through text message, or when you send it through text message or WhatsApp, I get this information and I send, I'll be able to reply you back. I pray God will help you in Jesus' name. When you send information to me through WhatsApp, I'll definitely get it. It's easier for me to read through WhatsApp. It's easier for me through text messages. Very, very easy. Because most time when you call, I may be somewhere praying. I may be somewhere attending to people. I may be somewhere doing this. I may be somewhere doing that. And I may not be able to return the calls. Please, I just want you to help me out. Send information to the WhatsApp. Send information on text message. I will get it. I will get it. And definitely, I will reply you back. May God bless you. May God continue to be with you in the name of Jesus Christ. Just send it to 0802-336-9298. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel. I fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, 7th Avenue B1 Close, Festertown. Yes, Festertown. Yes, 7th Avenue B1 Close, Festertown at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry. God bless you in Jesus' name.